A research project aimed at developing childhood obesity prevention strategies in Native communities is getting off the ground at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Researchers are partnering with scientists from colleges across the Pacific. KDLG's Dacia Eaton has more.
University of Alaska Fairbanks researchers are teaming up with researchers across the Pacific to figure out the best way to fight obesity. Brett Lewick is heading up the project, which he says has a special focus on obesity and indigenous peoples.
There's always this issue of diet transition, where there's westernization and there is less participation in traditional lifestyle and dependence on market foods. Changes that might result in a more sedentary lifestyle. And these things have to be addressed. They have to be thought through collectively.
According to the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services, childhood obesity is about average in Alaska, around 20% overall, with a slightly higher rate for Alaska Native youth. The project started this spring and in Alaska involves the UAF Cooperative Extension, the Center for Alaska Native Health Research, and the School of Natural Resources and Agricultural Sciences. Lewick says the project will focus on prevention of obesity, and research will be done through a community-based participatory research model. The study will include scientists from colleges in Alaska, Hawaii, Guam, American Samoa, the Northern Mariana Islands, and Micronesia.
These are all indigenous groups who had a traditional diet, and they're shifting to a more westernized diet.
That's Andrea Bersaman. She's a researcher on the UAF project.
The shift is correlated with higher intakes of added sugars and solid fat. This is something that's called a nutrition transition, and what we see all around the world is that the nutrition transition is associated with increasing rates of chronic diseases, including obesity.
The research project is funded by a $2.9 million subaward to the UAF Cooperative Extension Service. It's part of a $25 million U.S. Department of Agriculture grant to the University of Hawaii. It will run for the next 5 years. In Dillingham, I'm Dacia Eaton.